Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, we have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, Stephanie Joy. And, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or what you can do, friends, is go over to our other website, which is actually called sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go over to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, friends, again, double E. Also wanted to let you know you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And or, friends, you can give us a call over the next 2 hours, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, got much to talk about today. We see what's going on in this country again. And, folks, I was having a conversation with one of my workers, one that works along with me in ministry, and I just said, I got to be honest with you, dude. I said, I get really frustrated with bringing forth a message, and I don't know why people want to play stupid when they, you know, hear about what this party has to offer or that party has to offer. I said, it's interesting they're willing to buy everything but the truth, and no matter how many times I break it down, even scripturally, people are still trying to figure out, well, what's going on? No, folks, let me say it this way. What's going on in your country right now, it's not an enemy without. It is an enemy within. And I also want to say this to the people that stand back and tolerate what's going on in this country. Your sin is finding you out. Numbers 32:23. That's what's going on in your country right now. So, anyways, we're going to hit a couple things in the next hour and a half. I'm sorry, next hour and then the second hour, which will be right after the first hour. Isn't that amazing how that works?
Two comes after one. Right after that one. That's amazing.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, love it.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have none other than 64% of reporters believe that Barack Hussein Obama's administration is spying on them. Keep in mind, friends, I shared with you yesterday that the New York Times, about a year and a half ago, blurted the truth out in their confusion. They told the American people that all information that is released on the population in this country, 320 million people, is first vetted by this criminal administration. Folks, who's the last person that did that? Mussolini. Who's the last person that did that? Joseph Goebbels under Adolf Hitler and Stalin and Mao Zedong and Pol Pot, and that's what dictators do. So, folks, what's going on in the White House is criminal. Just wanted to let you know that's going on. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. It's up on the scroll. Who's behind the terror and the chaos going on in your country? That's what we're going to highlight today. Who's behind the terror? On September 11th, Jim McDermott, Congressman Jim McDermott, told the American people that you can get people to do anything with the use of fear. Really? So who's pushing the fear then? Exactly. The guilty party. Also wanted to let you know, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are summoned to push back against those friends, said Barack Hussein Obama with a big fly on his mouth, who would distort our religion from their nihilistic ends. My goodness, people, where does it stop? Where does it stop? The man attacks the faith and the foundations of who we are. He tells you he's going to do that, and then he does that, and America sits back and says, what's going on? What's the deal? Who's doing this? Look at the enemy. Look at ISIS. Look at Al-Qaeda. No, friends. We're going to expose that for what it is.
Yeah, and when you said, where is it going to stop, I thought about, it's going to stop when the American people stop it.
Yes.
You know, it's as simple
as that. Just like the guy in Jordan, Jordan's Amen. King Abdullah demonstrates how to deal with the devils of ISIS. Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and check that out? It's on the scroll, friends. You can watch the video.
The puff of smoke.
That's right. You don't sit there and patty cake with a merciless enemy, a devilish enemy, friends. You have to snuff them out. That is mob talk. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The message you didn't hear about at the National Prayer Breakfast, without Christ, you will go to hell. Remember when Barack Hussein Obama talked about how we have to get off our high horse, friends? It was because of this man's message that you didn't hear about. Check it out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Corey Ten Boom, A Lady with a Big God, written by a 10-year-old producer.
Beautiful.
Broadcasting a national show. As a matter of fact, he just happens to be my kid.
Oh.
No bias there.
That's right. But he really is that smart. And it's a great article, too, by the way. It is excellent. Corey Ten Boom, A Little Lady with a Big God. Her story is absolutely amazing, how the Lord brought her through and used her despite awful circumstances and the things that she went through. It shows you how, in the end, the Lord always triumphs.
Fort Hood, jihad victims to finally receive Purple Hearts. Are you kidding me, America? Really? I just imagine if this was one of your sons or daughters.
Yep.
Would have it rolled out for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years? Well, I do want to remind you of something. You might want to go back to World War II and find out who in your family did serve to give us this country and the freedoms that we have today. Go over to Sons of Liberty Media, NRA. Gabby Giffords' gun control group is just making stuff up. Folks, they always just make up stuff.
That's all they can do.
And that's all they can do is shout and shoot, and that's all they do because they don't have the facts on their side, nor do they have the law on their side. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, here's one for you, friends. Leaked evidence, Senator John McCain, Songbird McCain, you can go ahead and check it out on Sons of Liberty Media. With the big picture of him and his Muslim buddies, he's involved in a major Islamic conspiracy to establish the Islamic State in the United States of America. Friends, they're all selling out. And what we're going to highlight today is we're going to highlight a 4-star admiral who blasts Obama's administration over Muslim Brotherhood infiltration. We'll play that video. It's a video to us, but audio for you in just a couple minutes here, friends. But lots of good stuff out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. There's also one thing I wanted you to take a look at. Because what we did is Tim, the senior editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, he actually wrote it in such a fashion to show you that you're not promised tomorrow. It's a dash camera which captures a chilling final moment of TransAsia Flight 235. If you have not seen it, it's creepy just looking at the picture. But watch the video. Crazy stuff. You're not promised tomorrow. Folks, procrastination is the biggest robber of blessings. You're not promised tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation, and I thought it was beautiful the way that Tim wrote that out. So.
Yeah, and how many people, too, say, and I was actually just thinking about this today, where people say, well, I just never thought it would happen to me, or I never thought it would happen to this person. You're right. You're not promised tomorrow. Behold, now is the accepted time, as the Bible says. Behold, today is the day of salvation. And when you're watching that footage, it's amazing that you say, whoa, that is something that you do not see every day.
How quick it fell. Yeah, it's interesting. Sons of Liberty Media. Friends, you can also win a Joshua MK5. Throw your name in, folks. Throw your name in. Win a Joshua MK. You got a good shot at winning, no pun intended, that beautiful weapon right on the front page of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Scroll down just a little to the right. Folks, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Wanted to give a shout-out and just say thank you again, friends, for making us the number one radio, most listened to radio show on Saturdays on Genesis Communication Network from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. So we appreciate that. Also wanted to let you know, Sons of Liberty Media, friends, were 4 months old, going on 5 months old. Just this last month, we had 600,000 visitors.
That's awesome.
So give it up for yourself.
Amen. Yes. That people want to hear the truth. They want to hear what's really going on out there without all of the lies that go along with it by the, you know, state-run, what do you want, state-controlled media, you know. So when you look at it and you see the response of people, it's overwhelming because people, the voice of people is plain and clear for all to hear. They want to hear the truth, but they want the hope.
Would
they
you have me mute to the voice of the people?
That's right. No. We don't want you mute to the voice of the people because the people want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear with all the doom and gloom, and they want to know there's hope in Christ because there is hope in Christ. Otherwise, we wouldn't get up every morning and do what we do.
There's no way.
That's right.
I mean, why would we, right? Our hope is in Christ. And it's interesting. Yesterday, we were talking about some of this kind of stuff. And I said it's interesting when I was quoting prophets. Isn't it interesting how prophets always seen hope at the end?
Yep.
No matter what. And I was talking about Bruce Dickinson on the floor along with John Adams, the second president of the United States. And I was sharing with the people how John Dickinson actually gave a dim prognostication.
Mm-hmm.
But where John Adams stepped up to the plate, he said, where they see apocalypse, I see hope.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead.
And I was going to say, too, is a lot of that, even when you're talking about a prophetic message in the Bible, how prophets saw hope. If you look at what they had to endure, even I'm thinking of Martin Luther King Jr. and so on and so forth, and if you look at even...
He didn't get to the promised land.
Exactly. Yeah. The point
I
is...
I might not get there with you. Yep.
But he had been there prophetically. He said, I've been to the mountaintop, just like Moses did, and I've looked over, he said, and I've seen the promised land. Now, we as a people, he said, we'll get to the promised land. I might not get there with you, but we'll get there. So when you're looking at all these messages, and especially a prophetic message, which is a very harsh, in-your-face, poignant message, a lot of times look at the trials and tribulations and the agony that has to go through before you even get to the other side of that hope. If you look in biblical times and look at men of God in the Bible,
and even
in our revolution, yes, John Adams foresaw hope, but look at the price that was paid, all the men and women and all those who lost their lives, but even those who had to be separated from their family for years and years. But now look at us. We, the posterity posterity are basking in this freedom that was bestowed upon us by our founding forefathers who gave up and sacrificed, and many men and women since then. So just because there's hope doesn't mean it's an easy road, but we have to keep pressing on to be able to see and get to that light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, many times you have to tie a knot and hang on.
Yeah, exactly.
You really do.
That's right.
But we also need to keep in mind, until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. And many times God is just putting you in a position to hold out.
That's right.
Some people will say, well, my faith, man, I got the faith to see it come to pass, but it's just not coming fast enough. Wait a second. That is the trying of your faith. Read James 1 when you get a moment as well. So anyway, what I want to do, folks, if we don't have any technical difficulties concerning this audio, I'm going to play this really quick, and I want you to listen carefully to what the criminal in chief had to say at this national prayer breakfast. And what we'll do is we'll break this down, and then we'll jump over, and we'll begin to talk about some other things, who's behind the terror and the chaos, just to kind of give you an update as to what's going on with that whole thing. And it seems to me right now, friends, well, here we go, it seems like. Here we go.
Good morning. Giving all praise and honor to God.
It sounds so familiar.
Wonderful to be
to him, doesn't it?
Back with you here. I want to thank our co-chairs, Bob and Roger. These two don't always agree in the Senate, but in coming together and uniting us all in prayer, they embody the spirit of our gathering today. I also want to thank everybody who helped organize this breakfast.
Okay.
And it's wonderful to see so many friends.
Beyond the formalities here, brother.
Yeah.
Dignitaries. And
he's so sincere, isn't he? Just emulates from him. That's what I like about him so much.
Joining you here
sincere.
Today.
Definitely.
I want to offer
genuine.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Truthful.
In every good upright. Upright.
Emulates his holiness, from his person.
Righteous.
Who is a powerful example of what it means to practice compassion.
Compassion
inspires us to speak up for the freedom and dignity.
This is the guy that advocates murder in the womb over 242 times. Don't forget about his compassion.
I noticed he said all human beings.
Yeah,
you include those babies.
Except the black babies and the Hispanic babies who he's zeroing in on through Planned Parenthood. Yeah. Come on, I mean, let's call it for what it is. Okay, now we're going to start to have a little bit of a technical difficulty
just
here.
Just because it's thinking. But, you know, it's interesting because he says, you know, compassion on all human beings, like you mentioned about, you know, all I'm just looking and thinking about what you mentioned about Planned Parenthood. It's so true as he advocates.
Yeah, I don't want to go down that
the
road,
murder.
Though.
It's amazing. When you look at it and you see this guy and you see his insincerity level, it just is outstanding.
Yeah. Well, what amazes me about Barack Hussein Obama is the fact that he cannot attribute the barbaric deeds taught in the Quran by Muslims in the Islamic State to Islam, but he can apparently attack Christians over deeds that are taught, or I'm sorry, that are not taught in the Bible. And if we keep in mind, friends, as to what he said, he used Christians as a scapegoat to defend Islam at a prayer. And the way that he did that is he basically was talking about the Inquisition and how Christians used brutality, murderous, barbaric methods to bring about the ends that they wanted. But people seem to forget that everybody likes to blame God for the very things that he counteracts through his commandments. In other words, God says thou shalt not kill, and then what man does in their stupidity and their blindness, they blame God for killing. I don't understand that. When he said, thou shalt have no other gods come into this country, destroy the country, Judges 5:8, and then people blame God for their confusion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't quite understand.
Yep.
How blind people must be to actually shoot that foolishness out of their mouth. I mean, these are the people that you could transport to the sun, and because their eyes are shut so tightly, they wouldn't see it.
Yeah.
And blaming God for darkness is like blaming the sun. I'm sorry, blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what these people mean to do.
Right. You have wicked people on the earth because they choose to be wicked. They reject God. They turn against God in rebellion and do their own ways. And then they create these wars and all these things that happen. And then we blame God. No, it's not God that does them. It's the wicked people who have turned their backs on God that does it.
Sounds good.
That bring his holiness under the same roof as NASCAR. This may be the first, but God works in mysterious ways.
He's got to use Christian vernacular to put people at ease. Do understand that.
That wonderful presentation. Daryl knows that when you're going 200 miles an hour, a little prayer cannot hurt. I suspect that more than once, Daryl has had the same thought as many of us have in our own lives. Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although, I hope that you kept your hands on the wheel when you were thinking that.
As he's knocking Jesus out of the driver's seat and putting the Muslim in their place, in the White House. Just don't pay attention to what he's saying.
We are so grateful to Stevie for the incredible work that they've done
together. You know a man by his fruits.
To build a ministry where the fastest drivers can slow down a little bit and spend some time in prayer and reflection and thanks. And we certainly want to wish Daryl a happy birthday. So,
happy birthday.
So
warm.
Touching. Am I tearing up over here?
You all right?
Well, no, folks,
hey, guys, can you get some tissues?
List of things folks were saying about you. You know, that, I was thinking, well, you're a piker. I mean, that.
Now just keep in mind, friends, he gets lost once he starts to get heavy here.
You really want a list.
Because he doesn't have a teleprompter.
Because that ain't nothing. That's the best they can do in NASCAR? Slowing down and pausing for fellowship and prayer. That's what this breakfast is about. I think it's fair to say Washington moves a lot slower than NASCAR. Certainly my agenda does sometimes.
Well, he told on himself,
yeah.
My
but
agenda.
It's easier to get caught up in the rush of our lives and in the political back and forth that can take over this city. And we get sidetracked with distractions, large and small. We can't go 10 minutes without checking our smartphones. And for my staff, that's every 10 seconds. And so for 63 years, this prayer tradition has brought us together, giving us the opportunity to come together in humility before the Almighty and to be reminded of what it is that we share as children of God.
The greatest narcissist that's ever been in the White House is talking about humility, friends.
On my own faith journey, many times as president, I've been reminded of a line of prayer that Eleanor Roosevelt was fond of. She said, "Keep us at tasks too hard for us that we may be driven to thee for strength." Keep us at tasks too hard for us that we may be driven to thee for strength.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, it's not cute. It's played out, so we're going to let it play out, and we'll just commentate over the top. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's a straight shot, 24 minutes, but we're just going to commentate over the top. And you need to pay attention to what he's saying here.
So often perpetrated.
He's trying to bring the religions together is what he's doing.
In the name of religion.
Sounds familiar.
So how do we, as people of faith, reconcile these realities? The profound good, the strength, the tenacity, the compassion and love that can flow from all of our faiths.
All of our faiths.
Operating alongside those who seek to hijack religious for their own murderous ends.
No, so what he's saying is there's not just one way, there's many ways.
Humanity's been grappling with these questions throughout human history. And lest we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place. Remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition,
here we go,
people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ.
Politics mixed with religion.
In our home country, slavery and Jim Crow all too often was justified in the name of Christ,
which the Bible condemns.
Michelle and I returned from India, an incredible, beautiful country, full of this magnificent diversity, but a place where in past years religious faiths of all types have, on occasion, been targeted by other peoples of faith simply due to their heritage and their beliefs. Acts of intolerance that would have shocked Gandhiji, the person who helped to liberate that nation.
Yeah.
So it is not unique to one group or one religion. There is a tendency in us, a sinful tendency that can pervert and distort our faith.
In what
in today's world,
when does that happen?
Yeah.
That happens when you get off the straight and narrow. That's when you begin to disobey God's charge, his commandments. And once we leave his commandments, then we get in trouble.
Exactly.
Right.
And he's trying to lump all faith in together, you know, Christianity,
right.
Islam. So I was like, I'm sorry, who's beheading who and who's doing all these acts that we're seeing constantly?
Those that
being
he
bombarded?
Is entertaining in the White House.
Exactly.
Right. So he's playing stupid with the people. Hate groups have their own Twitter accounts.
Like
so he's talking about
one?
Love, a false version of love and compassion. Now listen, he goes on.
Bigotry can fester.
Hate and bigotry. Who would he be talking about then, friends? He's targeting his opposition. And who is his opposition? Anybody that stands on what the Word of God says. There is no gray area in Scripture, friends. There's none. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. It was Jesus Christ that made the distinction between the sheeps and the goats. That which is holy and that which is defiled. That which is of the Father, who said there is only one God, one Lord. He's the God of Israel. And we're called to love him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is namely like unto this, said Jesus, you're to love your neighbor as yourself according to whose moral law? God's moral law. God is the lawgiver. Friends, did you notice during, not this last break, but the break before that, how the state-controlled media is talking about how Barack Hussein Obama decided to do this and not do that? It's not his decision to change the law because he's not the law. Do you not understand this, friends? You also need to understand it's the king himself who ought not be under a man, but under God and his law, because the law makes the king. For there is no king where will governs and not law. But that's all we've seen from this administration is nothing but will and not law. And then he begins to target his opposition. And who is that? Anybody that doesn't agree with his totalitarian methods. He sympathizes with the devil, and what he means to do is crucify the truth. When are the people in this country going to figure this out? Who has been under attack over the last 6 years through this man's administration? The church has. The foundations have. Our godly heritage has. Who is he empowering over the last 6 years to destroy this country? The homosexuals, the atheists, now the Muslims, said a four-star admiral who blasted Obama's administration over the Muslim Brotherhood infiltration in the government as he's at a Christian prayer, giving a prayer in his two cents to a people who should know better.
That's right.
Let's go on.
Hidden places in cyberspace, it can be even harder to counteract such intolerance.
Intolerance
compels us to try.
No, we're to be intolerant concerning anything that violates a holy God. Just ask our forefathers. The purpose of government was to restrain men from sin and to bring the law down on those that commit it. What you see today, our forefathers would sit up here and they would listen to this and they would say, what government is this? This isn't the government that we gave. These are a bunch of Benedict Arnolds that the American people allot to rule the roost, when in fact they're not empowered to rule anybody's roost. They are empowered by God to actually bring forth the measures that agree and ally themselves with the lawgiver, not the other way around. We talked a little bit about that yesterday. I go on here.
And in this mission, I believe there are a few principles that can guide us, particularly those of us who profess to believe.
Believe what, President? Mr. Barack Hussein
first,
Obama?
We should start with some basic humility.
Listen to him.
Oh.
Come on, class.
Hypocrisy.
Just believe everything I say.
I believe that the starting point of faith is some doubt. Not being so full of yourself and so confident that you are right and that God speaks only to us.
Well, who else does he speak to? He's either going to speak to you in his wrath, or he's going to speak to you as a son or a daughter. I'm trying to figure out how many gods this man proposes that you serve, America, because my Bible tells me there's none name under heaven whereby men must be saved. There's no other name. There's one mediator between God and man. His name is Christ Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He calls people like you Christians intolerant. He calls you Christians haters. He tells you Christians that you're on your high horse. And what makes you so sure of your faith while others are wrong? Well, because I've experienced it. The Bible says that he bears witness to those that have the Son. To he who hath the Son hath life. To those that have not the Son, they have not life. And when you begin to listen to this garbage that's coming out of this man's mouth, foreign countries are looking at us saying, America, are you not embarrassed for what you're allowing to represent you? And no wonder why your people are becoming so confused. He's using these methods to destroy the foundations. And I talked about this on Monday, friends. There is no such thing as coexisting. If there is, I would like to see it concerning the Islamic radical jihadists that he allies himself with, and the communists that he allies himself with, and the homosexuals that he allies himself with, and the atheists that he allies himself with. I'm offended, and I want to tell you why I'm offended. Offended, defined in Webster's 1828, is anything that's contrary to God's moral law. You should righteously be indignant as to what this man is doing here, friends. Because he's putting a bullseye on the church. And that's not a good place to put yourself, no matter who you are, because you are not above the reach of a just and a holy God.
And doesn't speak to others. The God only cares about us and doesn't care about others.
That's not true at all. That's not true at all. I had a individual on Facebook yesterday just come after me and talk to me like she knew who I was. She was a lesbian. She called me a little smart, eh? And I went back to her and I said, well, it'd be a good idea for you to know who you're talking about. I said, you act like you know who I am. I said, I'm not telling you what I think I should tell you. I'm telling you what the Word commands me to tell you. And the Bible tells me that I am to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, like it or not. And then she comes back and blames me for religious hypocrisy concerning people that abused her as a little girl. And I said back to her, I said, you know what? We all have our story. And then she said at the end, another one of her texts to me on Facebook, she comes back and she said, Jesus knows my heart. And then she starts talking about her lesbian partner. And I said, yeah, but I said, we're not supposed to know your heart because the Bible tells us the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
That's the problem. He does know your
heart. I said back to her, just like I'm telling you, friends, you're to know his heart. Because we already know there's none righteous, no, not one. But he is righteous. And we have the President of the United States sitting there talking about how we're to doubt ourselves. Yeah, we are to doubt ourselves and we're to put our faith in Jesus Christ, who is right. Hey, folks, let me ask you something. Does the earth still abide? Well, of course it does, Bradley. Good. Who told you that he's faithful unto 1,000 generations? And then he says, secondarily, the earth abideth still. He who created the heavens and the earth. And we're still here to talk about it. The Bible says without the Spirit, the body is dead. Is it true when the Spirit is gone, the body is dead? Yes. You know, my Bible also tells me that the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. Is it in power? Why, yes, it is. My Bible also tells me that you're not to find your faith in the power, or the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. If that's where you find it, you're a fool for your pains to try to talk me out of it. Because what God puts in you, no devil in hell can take you out of it. And I want to tell you something, friends, that's exactly where I'm at. And when I see people talk this way, this double talk, keep in mind, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And I'll tell you what, he's being used as a mouthpiece to confuse a nation and the up-and-coming generation. Because as long as I've got you confused, I can control you, just like I can demoralize you and have control over you.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is columnist and author Eric Rush, and I am honored to support our friend Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley is one of the most passionate patriots I know, and he's got a better handle on the diabolical forces marshaled against America than anybody on the radio. Listen and support Bradley and Sons of Liberty as they carry the unapologetic and uncompromising message of faith and fidelity to God and country.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Tell me what you think of this. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. The Lord asks, verse 16, Psalm 94, who shall rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Is that not what he's asking his church to do? We're not asking for a revolution, friends. We're asking for reformation. We're asking for change to go back to the old past, not the new past. We've talked about that. In every sense of the word, I am aggravated to no end right now. And what bothers me is when you see so many people in a country that profess to be Christ's, and they allot this at a prayer breakfast in D.C., I'm asking the question, what spirit are they born of? Because when I go to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 11, it says, after godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. For behold, the selfsame thing that you sorrowed after a godly sort, your sin is before God. What carefulness it wrought in you. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Yeah, what clearing of yourselves. Lord, I want to be consecrated. I want to be set apart for your sake. Your word says, did you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? He calls us adulterers and adulteresses. He said to come out from among them, be separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and you will be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God, and I will dwell among them. Yeah, what indignation. Yeah, what fear. Yeah, what vehement desire. Yeah, what zeal. Yeah, what revenge. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So some wacko out there doesn't get in their head that someone's trying to take it over into the fleshly realm. Well, we are asking for the spirit to make manifest in the fleshly realm. Because you need to keep in mind that the fleshly realm always succumbs to the spiritual. What you see in the natural is exactly what's going on in the spiritual right now. Either we're in a blessed state or we're under judgment. And guess where we're at right now, my friends? We're under judgment. And America has been so stupefied to actually sit down and listen to what this guy has to say. And nations all over the world are looking at America right now saying, you should be ashamed of yourself. Look what he's done to our country, they're saying. Friends, do you not realize that you're hated by foreign countries? You have enemies all over the globe because of what you've allowed your politicians to do to their countries? Hasn't anybody put two and two together yet? And you can't just look at the president and say, well, it's all his fault. No. Again, he's only doing what you're allowing him to get away with. We got Philip calling from North Carolina. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hello, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate what you guys are doing.
Cool.
Thank you.
Bradley, I heard Darrell Waltrip at that prayer summit, and I really liked what he had to say. Did you?
I didn't hear everything that he had to say. I just knew he was kind of being smacked down a little bit by the president for what he did have to say.
You know, Darrell went out and basically said, if Jesus Christ isn't your Lord and Savior, you're going to hell. And I thought that was a lot better than what Ben Carson had to say in the previous year or two, right?
Absolutely.
Well, he said it, right? And that's the gospel right there, Black. Hey, listen, either they're going to get angry and they're going to get saved, or else they're just going to walk away. And it's their option. We're the ones that are called to draw the line in the sand. We're not called to debate or to play around. As a matter of fact, there was a famous preacher back in the day, Peter Cartwright, who basically said something pretty similar to President Andrew Jackson, who was pretty much an outlaw as to what an outlaw would be defined as back during his time. And he told him something similar to that. And it's interesting that the professed church got together and they condemned that faithful preacher, that faithful man of God. Yet it was the president, Andrew Jackson, the president of the United States at that particular time, that went over and said to Peter Cartwright that you're a man after my own heart.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I had 100 people like you, I could change the country.
That's right. And there's only one name under heaven given among men whereby men can be saved, and that is through Jesus Christ. Not some general God that everybody serves, right? Whatever God is to you, whatever God is to the Muslims, whatever God is to Christians. No. There's only one name under heaven whereby men can be saved. That is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And no matter what we say, all religions, you know, lead to God. No. All religions lead to the judgment seat of Christ.
That's right.
Where you better be found in Christ. And you have to understand, too, is when I'm listening to Barack Obama, you know, and speak and so forth, many people will just listen to his words and say, oh, that sounds great. See, you know, even we've got a Joel Osteen who says, well, I've been at the prayer breakfast, and, you know, I he says he's a Christian. No. You know them by their fruits, by what they do, not by what they say. And 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Barack Obama is not going to go up there with horns and a pitchfork and start spewing out what he really believes. No. Yeah, but he's got to disguise himself.
Anybody that thinks Obama is saying something great doesn't have the Bible as their authority.
Right.
Something I wanted to bring out, though, it's been troubling me, is this. Forget the fact that the administration doesn't want to call it Islamic terrorism. Forget that. We know that Obama's Muslim. We know that. But my issue is, why are we calling it extremism? This is precisely what the Quran teaches. So, as a matter of fact, I watched a video on Facebook the other day that was supposedly a moderate gathering of Muslims, and the person speaking was asking them, do we not all agree that what ISIS is essentially doing is in accordance with the Quran, and isn't the Quran the standard for how we deal with crime? And all of those the moderates, the camera was actually pointing back at the audience, and he said, if you agree with me, raise your hand. Every single one of the so-called moderates agreed with that statement.
Mm-hmm.
So I am really sick of this term that it's extreme Muslims. Look, ISIS is not being extreme. It's being orthodox.
Mm-hmm.
It is following what the Quran teaches. In the same way, Bradley, we look at a Joel Osteen. He's not a moderate Christian. He's not a Christian at all.
That's right. Okay. Exactly.
He's not a Christian at all. So I really hate the way this pendulum has swung on how we're really parsing these issues regarding religion. Joel Osteen isn't a Christian, and ISIS is absolutely Muslim to the core.
Yeah. Yeah, I there's no question about it. Martin Luther King Jr. said, I must admit that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, he said, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being considered an extremist. He goes on, was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This cannot survive. This nation cannot survive half slave, half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson extremist when he said, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal? So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of extremists we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation for injustice, or will be extremists for the extension of justice. And America needs to decide, because they need to know the difference. Now, what the problem here is, Philip, and I got just one minute here. Interestingly enough, the American people don't know the difference, and when a real leader comes out on the scene, they don't, for the most part, understand that leaders are not there to be a consensus, to lead consensus. They're there to mold consensus. But they're following the doctrines that have been laid out for us to follow in. We shouldn't be following some new doctrine, and that's exactly what we're seeing through this criminal administration right now, and enough is enough. You got about 15 seconds. I'll give you the last word, Philip.
No, I agree with that. But look, the Christians are the ones being seen as extremists and the terrorists in this nation for standing upon God's word. And the Muslims are being called upon as really the peaceful ones. I just think it is absolutely inverse of what's going on.
Well, let me say this, Philip. It's interesting that 78% of America professes their Christianity, and you see 78% of America sit down and allow a government to sanction the murder of 58 million babies being beheaded in the womb. So what's the difference between that and ISIS?
No,
I'm just curious.
Absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right.
It's sick, isn't it? And this is the country that we go to sleep at night, and we're okay with whatever takes place, just as long as it doesn't affect us. But the American people, I love you enough to tell you this, it is affecting you. Regardless if you want to see it that way or not, you can turn your head for so long, but sooner or later, circumstance is going to cause you to put your face and have to deal with the issues. And I want to tell you something, if you allow it to go on, you're going to wish that you would have dealt with it a lot sooner than allowing God to deal with it. You're going to wish
If I could say one more thing.
Quick.
There is no such thing as neutrality.
That's right.
Once people get that, they'll understand.
We'll be right back for hour two, friends.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops and water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.